Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise that wonderful, magnificent, and glorious name of the Lord. Hello, everyone. Hello. Yes, coming up in a minute will be our Queen Talk with the Queen of Sheba herself. Invite your friends, your neighbors, tell them to call into the live studio today, 516-666-9491, to receive all of our guests on today. We're excited about having you with us, and we are excited about a dynamic program. And at this time, we're just going to check in and see if our Queen of Sheba has arrived. Queen of Sheba, are you here this morning? Okay, I'm getting a red note flag that she's in our waiting room. Hold on, everybody. We're going to, that's right, bring her in from the waiting room. God bless you. God bless you, Queen of Sheba. Good morning.
God bless you. Good morning, Lady Hagan.
Wonderful. Good morning to you. We are so glad to have you. And you sound all different and ready to go, and we are so grateful we are live on air and we can be heard all over the world. And may God bless you. We're excited about the program today. And at this time, I'm going to decrease so you can increase, and we're going to put Holly, the mic in this platform, in your hands. God bless you, and welcome to NPA. God bless you. We love you. The platform.
God bless you. Amen. God bless you, Lady Higgins. God bless you, my sisters, my brother, who are listening. Amen. This morning, we are blessed to have another day, a day to fix what we didn't fix yesterday, a day to do better than yesterday. Amen. A day to correct what need to be corrected. So we thank God for this beautiful day, this beautiful opportunity that our Abba Father is giving us again. Amen. This is Queen Wood. This is your sister, Angie Adu, a.k.a. the Queen of Sheba, talking to all my sister queens and why not my brothers, kings. Amen, 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 amen. We welcome you today. Today I will just give a little bit of teaching on the self-denial, amen, the death that is mandatory for you and I, you know, in order for you and I to be what God want us to do. Yes, it's a queen wood, yes, but sometimes we address as well to our brothers, amen. So my scripture is in the book of Matthew 16:24. Then Jesus said, before I started, Father, forgive me. Hallelujah. I put everything in your hand, Father God. Allow the word that will come out of my mouth to touch someone's heart, to touch someone's heart, Father God, to break someone's pride, Father God, and let that person, that one or two or three, God, you know, Father God, be totally transformed by the word that will proceed out of my mouth. So, Father, take full control of this hour and let the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, have his own way this morning in someone's life in the name of Jesus. All right. This is the proper order to do things. Put everything in God's hand. Amen. Matthew 16:24 says, then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to be my disciple, let him deny himself, amen, which is disregard, lose sight of, and forget himself and his own interest, and take up his cross and follow me. Amen. And follow me. But guess what? Look right here. I read this verse many times, and I never paid attention until a couple of days ago. Then Jesus said to his disciple, if anyone desires to be my disciple, but Jesus was talking to his disciples already, and he told them again, if anyone desires to be my disciple, I said, wait a minute. It's like I have my own children. I look at them and I say, if anyone desires to be my child, that's another level of relationship right here. So we can be disciple of Jesus But there is another level of discipleship that requires, amen, for you and I to die, for you and I to deny ourselves, amen. And this is my, this is a strong motivation for me. I didn't get it until a couple days ago. I said, wait a minute. So in order to be that specific, that special man of God, a man, a woman of God, it takes you and I to deny ourselves. Or we just going to be a regular disciple, a regular child of God. But I am sure that you just don't want to be a regular Christian, a regular woman of God or man of God. You want to be that special man of God, that special woman of God. Amen. And it will take you to deny yourself. Deny yourself. You know what it is. Is to let go your ways, your thought, your system of thinking, amen, how you retaliate, how you respond, and embrace God's ways. Guess what? If God is calling me to do his work, I cannot take Angie with me because Angie likes to retaliate, Angie talks, Angie is nosy, Angie gossip. I'm just saying everything, okay? Doesn't mean that your sister is like that, but, you know, you do understand. Angie steal, Angie fornicate, Angie commit adultery, Angie love to drink, Angie love to party, you know, I mean to go to party. Angie love to do the things that are not of God. Angie, you know, don't like discipline. Angie cannot follow me on the road. Because Angie will keep me down. Angie will always bring me back to Egypt. Angie will always make me look back like Lot's wife. Angie, because of Angie, I will not ascend, but I will always, you know, going back. I will never grow. Angie will never grow because Angie is attached to the things of the flesh. So I have to let Angie go. Amen. But now, how I will make the sacrifice if I am not in love with God? And how I will love someone or I will love God if I don't spend time to know him? You cannot just jump and start loving someone to the point where you will give up everything for that person. You know, woman, I'm talking to my sister Queen now, that when we in love, we want to do everything for that person. But it takes a relationship. It takes, you know, for us to meet, to talk, to spend time together. Then I will start noticing things about that person. Oh, my God, he is such a gentleman. Oh, he has such a great heart. Oh, he's just like that. And then we start getting attached and attached. This is the same thing with God. In order for you and I to get to that point where we say, you know what, I just want to die for God. I just want to give everything to my Father. It doesn't just come like that. It comes with, it comes through, how you call it, relationship. You and I need to spend time with God. We need to meditate the Word of God. We need to know our Father. We need to speak to him. Do you want the one that you love to speak to you once a week? You want to talk to that person every single day. Amen. Because you were so in love with that person. Same thing with God. We want to be in love with God. So in order to be in love, in order to know God, God's ability, God, different dimension of our Father, amen, we need to spend time with our Father. You need to read the Word. You need to ask God, I want to know you more. Let me tell you something. For a long time, for many years, I thought I was doing well. But guess what? I wasn't doing well. I put relationship before God. And I thought I was doing good. I thought, oh, yes, God is my first love. That wasn't true. God wasn't my first love. My interest was my first love. The thing that I want was my first love. Even the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything will be added unto you. But guess what? The thing that I want was my first love. I have a cousin, powerful woman of God. She doesn't have no children. She's not married. And she told me one time, I have to get married and have my children, and then I will do the work of God. I said, girl, you are messed up. You just reverse everything. God wants you to serve him first. God is your first husband. He wants all of you. He knows you're a woman. He knows what you need. He knows what you want. He knows about your age. What would you say about Sarah? You have to put God first. Amen. That's what you're supposed to do. So this is what I was doing. I was putting my own need first and put the things of God after until God opened my eyes. And then I have to go to God sincerely and talk to him and say, you know what, Father? I don't love you. I love me first. I don't love you. I love this first. But this is not the proper order to do the things of you. So I'm asking you as of now, I want to know you and I want to be in love with you. I want to know you because I want you first in my life. And God start changing things around me. Then I start spending more time reading the word of God. Then I start spending more time meditating, talking to him. I learned to isolate myself and talk to my Father. And because of that, my life started changing. The thing that I'm doing, I wasn't able to do it last year. But because of everything, because of the proper order of the divine things, now I'm in a better place. And I'm learning about God every single day. And I'm experiencing different dimensions of my Father. People of God, put God first. Then you will be able to carry the cross. That cross is heavy. You cannot carry that cross with your flesh. You cannot carry that cross with your feelings. You cannot carry that cross with your emotion. Because that same cross, the weight of that cross will kill you. And your ministry will not go nowhere because this is not the proper way to start a ministry. You need to die first and let God fill you with his presence. Then he will direct you. Then he will give you instruction. And you don't carry the cross to stagnate. You carry the cross to be in action. You carry the cross to be in movement. Did you see Jesus carry that cross and just standing? If Jesus stood with his cross, you and I wouldn't be here. But when he carried that cross, we were attached to that cross. Your life, my life was attached to that cross. He carried that cross. He was moving forward. He was walking heavy nuts. He kept pushing because there is a goal to attend for you and I to live. That cross might be carried all the way to the Golgotha. And he has to be on that cross. He has to be crucified on that cross. You and I, we need to carry our cross. Do you know how many people were attached to that cross? Lives are attached to that cross. Lives are attached to that cross. People depend on us. And if we don't carry that cross the proper way, we will lose souls. And who do you think God will do when he would come and ask us that question? What did you do? What did you do? What did you do with the cross that you was carrying? Did you carry that cross all the way to the final destination? Or did you stop because you got tired, you dropped the cross, and you went back to Egypt, live your life? What did you do with the cross? What did you do with your purpose, with your ministry, with your calling, with the gift and talent that I gave you? Because all the talent and the gift that I gave you supposed to contribute in the process of carrying that cross. What did you do with it? People of God, we have to stand up. And you need to carry that cross. You need to stand up and carry that cross. You need to deny yourself. You need to allow God to take you through the process of denying yourself. Now, in the process of dying, something must go. Pride must go. You must lose the things that are holding you back. In the process of dying, you will be frustrated because you are entering in a new dimension. In the process of growing, you will be hurt. Some of the people you thought are your were your friends will leave you. In the process of growing, you will be rejected. Amen? You will be rejected. In the process of growing, unexpected things will start happening to you. Amen? This is why when you take the decision to follow God, you have to pray that God will condition you. God will condition not only your body, but your mind, your thoughts, everything. Because unexpected things will start happening around you in your life. So people of God, you carry your cross. Carry that cross with dignity. You don't carry that cross alone. Abba Father is right on your side with you, giving you strength and hope and confidence because your strength is in the Father. And he will help you carry that cross. On that cross, you got prostitute, young girl. You got young boy addicted. You got people in prison. You have sisters and brothers confused. You have male confused about their sexuality. Woman confused about their sexuality. You have family. You have single mother, single parents. You have teenagers. You have adults. You have senior citizens. You have drug dealers. You have rapists. One who's been victim of rape. All sort of people on that cross. This is going in deeper water with God. Do you remember the story of Peter? Peter was fishing, not knowing that he was just fishing. You know, he wasn't really going where he's supposed to go, but it was a lesson to learn. Peter fished, go to fish all day, didn't get nothing. And he was so used to the tradition, he was going back home. And the next day he would go and do the same thing, as usual, until he met the master. He didn't clean, he didn't wash his nets. Peter was moving without knowing, with hope. I'm not washing my net. The other one was washing his net, but Peter wasn't washing his net. You don't wash your net until God says wash your net. You don't close the door until God says close the door. So because it was open, Jesus went to him. When Jesus entered in his boat, Jesus started teaching. That's a lesson to learn right here. You put God's business first before you go to your regular activity. When Jesus finished teaching, he told him, go deeper. Peter told him, I did all day, I didn't catch, but master, I will do it because you say so. He acknowledged the Lordship of Christ Jesus, and he was obedient. So when you do the work of God, direction will come, instruction will come. Then he went in deeper water, and God, Jesus said, throw the nets and catch. Precision, direction, but it takes faith. It takes faith. He taught him to go deeper, go further. It's a direction that Peter never took. That's what it takes with God. When you decide to go further, deeper with God, you will need faith. You will need instructions. You will need discipline. You will need order. The proper order is to put God first in everything. When you put God first, direction will come. When you put God first, He will teach you discipline. When you put God first, God will be precise. But you have to trust Him. Because it will take you to a new territory. It will take you to a new land. It will take you to a place where you didn't expect to go. That's why you have to trust. Amen? It takes trust. It takes faith to do the work of God. So this is my teaching this morning, people of God. You need to go through death. You want to do the work of God, go through death. You need to let go your ways and embrace God's ways. You need to empty yourself. God's business is not a combo of feelings, emotion, and spirit. No, it doesn't work like that. It's 100% spirit operating in the physical realm. It's a spiritual business that takes place in a physical realm. And in order to do that, you have to deny yourself. Otherwise, you will not be able to carry or to do ministry. Or you will do your ministry with feelings and emotion. You will not see growth. The growth that you see is just a distraction that the devil will bring into your mind to keep you in captivity. Some people connect growth with numbers, because you have 100 people, doesn't mean you're growing. If 100 people are giving their life to Christ, if they have a prayer life, if they are growing in the word and practicing the word, then now we're talking business. But if you are 500 and they are living worldly life, they are living a life that don't glorify our Father, then this is no growth. This is not succeeding in the ministry. We want souls to be saved. We want the people of God to get the lost one, amen, to be found. We want to see people repenting. Yes. That's what we're talking about. So it takes self-denial to do the work of God. For you who desire to go deep in the water, deep in God's business, it takes self-denial. Then you can carry that cross. Then you can teach. Then you can do the work of God. And it's a personal decision that you have to take. So God bless you this morning for you that are listening. I thank God for you. I pray that the word of God will have its full effect in your life. I pray that your life will change. I pray that you will make the right decision to do the things of God the correct way. I pray that you will go through the death of your person, amen, so you can embrace God's ways. I pray that your life will shine, your star will shine in the firmament, and I pray that you will impact not only your family, but your neighborhood, your community, and nations. I pray that you will represent 100% God's kingdom, amen, they will even call you ambassador of Christ because this is what you are called to be. So God bless you this morning. This is your sister, Angie Adu, the Queen of Sheba. We will be here next Thursday at 8:30. And I pray that you will be back and you will hear more. I intend to come with another testimony that will impact your life. So may God bless you. May God strengthen you. May the blood of Jesus cover you. And may you receive direction in everything you do. This is NPA Black Talk Radio, and this is Queenwood. We will be here. Feel free to call in 516-666-9491. 516-666-9491. Feel free to give any donation, dollar sign, capital D, capital B, capital L as Laura, capital N, capital N. T as Thomas, B as a boy, L as Laura, N as Nicole, N as now. God bless you. Father God, I thank you for this hour. I thank you for this time. I thank you for the one, the very one that is listening. Father, I pray that the word, hallelujah, has done his work, that the word will be implemented in the person that is listening heart. Father God, I pray for change. I pray for recovery. I pray for healing. I pray for transformation, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for everything that you have done. I thank you, Father God, for Lady Egan, that you are strengthening, Father God, how, Father God, a ministry is growing, Father. I thank you because you are the foundation, Father God, of everything that she is doing. So, Father, I thank you. I thank you for Queenwood. I thank you for, Father God, hallelujah, the radio talk. I thank you for how you are touching people all over the world, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for enlarging a territory, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor. In the name of Jesus, I have prayed. Amen. God bless you. May the peace of God be upon your life. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Back to you, Lady Hagen.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. What a powerful, interesting lesson that you shared with us on today. We just want to open up and see if we have anyone that's listening. And they care to say anything. Any of you who are listening with us today, you care to make a remark or express yourself or let yourself be known, you may do so at this time. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so very, very much. We certainly do appreciate it. I tell you, Sister Angie, we really appreciate that you shared today. It was just so encouraging and so motivating, and we just want to say thank you so much, and may God forever bless you. Yes, yes, my. Don't forget, amen. Everyone, tell your friends and tell your neighbors, amen, next Thursday morning at the same time. It's been such an outstanding program, yes, until it's been extended from 15 minutes to 30 minutes, and we are excited about what God is doing. And thank you all. And remember, for those of you who would love to donate, you may do so simply by going to the Cash App, dollar sign, capital T, capital B, capital L, capital N, capital N. Amen. And thank you so much. Amen. Glory to God. So we are now, I believe the 21-day fast is still on. Right, Sister Angie, you want to give a little information,
yes,
about
ma'am,
that in case some of the listeners may want to come on board. The mic is yours.
Amen. Amen, amen. We are fasting. The Lifeline is fasting for 21 days. We welcome you. You can come aboard. Amen. We're fasting for the fire. Amen. The fire to never leave. Amen. Amen. So we invite all of you to join us. We invite all of you to call in, amen, on the Lifeline. We are fasting with this verse, Leviticus 6:13, a fire shall always be burning on the altar. It shall never go out, amen. The fire in your life, the fire on our prayer line shall never go out. So we invite you to join us in the name of Jesus. So God bless you. Amen.
All right. Thank you so much, Angie, and we appreciate you. We love you, and we thank God for everybody who's listening today. And, oh, my goodness, I look like our time has come. Oh, my goodness. Angie, is there anything else you want to say as you look into that mic for the next 40 seconds and just say it? God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. I thank God for all of you. Amen. Hallelujah. And we will see you next Thursday. Next Thursday, I will do my very best to bring a powerful testimony next Thursday. Amen. Feel free to listen. Feel free to participate. Feel free to even ask a question. Amen. We will open. We will give you the mic. Amen. So we can hear from you. So God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Father God, I thank you for everything in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lady Egan. God bless you too.
Thank you, Sister Angie.
Amen.